Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God and our King. Amen. September 10 is the day we commemorate the witness of Harriet Beecher Stowe, a woman who used her words to set the captives free. In 1943 to 1944, her witness was celebrated in a Broadway play titled Harriet. At the end of the play, Beecher Stowe's family stands around Harriet and sing the words of the battle hymn of the Republic, affirming the Christian witness of this brave and bold woman. Part of the hymn goes like this. In the beauties of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. From today's text, I would like to affirm verses 19 to 21, which state, then Jesus went home, and the crowd came together again, so they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, he has gone out of his mind. The King James Version of the Bible translates the concerns of Jesus' family for him in these words, he is beside himself. The old J.B. Phillips New Testament translator, people were saying, he must be mad. But my favorite is from the 1995 Contemporary English Version, which says, when Jesus' family heard what he was doing, they thought he was crazy and went to get him under control. So forgive me for saying it this way, but Jesus was and is crazy. I'm just going to let that one sink. And for those who would follow him, those who would be his disciples, those who would live as and be the people of the way, are called and summoned and challenged to be just as crazy as Jesus. So I want to speak on this subject. We need crazy Christians. Any crazy Christians out there? Oh, yes. Good to have a few crazies in the house. Whoop, whoop. Now, I don't want to be too quick to judge Jesus' mother and the whole family. They had good reason to be concerned. From 1 Peter, a teaching that reflects what Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount, it states, do not repay evil or abuse for abuse, but on the contrary, repay with a blessing. Now that's crazy. In the gospel reading from Matthew, read just a few moments ago, Jesus says, the greatest among you will be your servant. Again, it's totally crazy. What the world calls wretched, Jesus calls blessed. Blessed are the poor and the poor in spirit. Blessed are the merciful, the compassionate. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst that God's righteous justice might prevail. Blessed are those who work for peace. Blessed are you when you are persecuted just for trying to love and do what is good. Jesus was crazy. Amen. He said, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, pray for those who despitefully use you. He prayed while folk were killing him. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Totally crazy. And yet you're still here. Because we need Christians just as crazy as Jesus. Crazy enough to love like Jesus, to give like Jesus, to forgive like Jesus, to do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with God, just like Jesus. Crazy enough to dare to change the world from the nightmare it often is into something close to the dream that God dreams for it. And for those who would follow him, those who would be his disciples, those who would live as and be the people of the way, it might come as a shock, but all of us are called to craziness. Let me suggest one example of such a call from the New Testament. Does anybody know Mary Magdalene? Oh, a few nods. Has anybody opened their Bible lately? For whatever reason, Mary often gets the short end of the stick. Think back to the crucifixion of Jesus. Crucifixion was execution by the empire for crimes against the state. It was public torture. It was an intentionally brutal means of capital punishment, an execution designed to send a message that revolution and revolutionaries would not be tolerated. If you were a supporter or follower of the person being crucified, it was dangerous to stand too close during the execution. The rational and sensible thing to do was to go into hiding or exile. Having said that, let's call a roll of those Jesus called to follow him. Let's take the attendance of the apostles at the crucifixion of their Lord. Simon Peter, absent. James, absent. Andrew, absent. Bartholomew, absent. Thomas, absent. Judas, definitely absent. Philo, not even thought of, but still absent. Mary Magdalene, present and accounted for. And that's a disciple. When the old slave sang, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" there was a woman named Mary who could answer, "I was there." Now that's crazy. Now it may not be obvious at first, but we actually have a day to remember crazy Christians. I think we call it All Saints Day. It's not called All the Same Day, it's called All Saints Day. Because though they were fallible and mortal and sinners just like you and I, when push came to shove, those people we honor as saints, marched to a different drummer. In their lifetimes, they made a difference for the kingdom of God. Back to Harriet Beecher Stowe. She was a descendant of Mary Magdalene. She was born in 1811 into a devout family committed to the gospel of Jesus and to helping transform the world from the nightmare it often is into the dream God intended. She is best known for a fictional work titled Uncle Tom's Cabin. And in this fiction, she told the truth. She told the story of how slavery afflicted a family, afflicted real people. She told the truth of the brutality, the injustice, the inhumanity of the institution of slavery. Her book did what YouTube videos or, you know, whatever you guys use these days, it just went viral. It rallied abolitionists and enraged vested interests. The influence of that book was so powerful that Abraham Lincoln is reputed to have said upon meeting Harriet, "So this is the little lady who started the Great War." A woman of her era was supposed to write nice stories. Stories like the pirate story read to our young people today. Not stories that would disturb the conscience of a nation. She was supposed to marry well, raise well-bred children, participate in a few charitable activities, and be fondly remembered by all who knew her. That was the life she was supposed to have. But she had been raised in a family that believed that following Jesus means changing the world from the nightmare it often is into the dream that God intends. And sometimes that means marching to a beat of a different drummer. Sometimes that means caring when it is tempting to care less, or standing up when others sit down. Sometimes it means speaking up when others shut up. Sometimes it means being different, even being crazy. When Steve Jobs, one of the founders of Apple Incorporated, died, an old Apple commercial from the 90s went viral. It was a commercial that attempted to rebrand Apple products. The tagline for the commercial was, "Think different," a phrase that is grammatically incorrect, which is part of the point. In the commercial, they showed a collage of photographs and film footage of people who have invented and inspired, created and sacrificed to improve the world, to make a difference. They showed Bob Dylan, Amelia Earhart, Frank Lloyd Wright, Maria Callas, Muhammad Ali, Martin Luther King Jr., Jim Henson, Albert Einstein, Pablo Picasso, Mahatma Gandhi, and so on. As the images rolled by, a voice read this poem. "Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things, they push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see them as genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. I'm afraid to say it, but we need some crazy Christians. Sane, sanitized Christians, those are killing us. Because they might have worked once upon a time, but it won't carry the gospel anymore. We need some crazy Christians, like Mary Magdalene or Harriet Beecher Stowe. Christians crazy enough to believe that God is real and that Jesus lives. Crazy enough to follow the radical way of the gospel. Crazy enough to love and do as Jesus did. Crazy enough to believe that the love of God is greater than all the powers of evil and death. We need some Christians crazy enough to believe that children don't have to go to bed hungry, that the world doesn't have to be the way it often seems to be, that there is a way to lay down our swords and shields down by the riverside, that as the slaves used to sing, there's plenty good room in my Father's house, because every human being has been created in the image of God, and we are all equally children of God and meant to be treated as such. In the beauties of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. God's truth is marching on. Amen."